in that study, what they indicated is cows want to work as hard to go outside to pasture, even though they still had their TMR and all their water and all of that inside. But they worked as hard as for their TMR after a few hours of feed deprivation. So from that study, we can can tell us something about how important that is for these animals.
Welcome to the Dairy Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest dairy health research digested for you.
Welcome to the Dairy Health Podcast. I'm your host today, Luciano Caixeta from the University of Minnesota. And today I have here with me Dr. Anne-Marie Marie-Kismede from Calgary. They'll talk to us about a topic that's very relevant. It's definitely something that we need to pay attention and we need to be discussing more and more in the dairy industry and how that affects dairy health. And we get be talking about outdoor access to dairy cattle. What is the public and the farmer's perspective? So it'd be good to have, it's good to have an expert here with us today. So welcome to the podcast, Dr. Smead.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great. And we are very excited to have you here. You're going to bring a perspective and a topic that is very timely. So how did you get to work with this? Like, what was the pathway getting you there?
That's a nice question. So I grew up in the Netherlands, and so I'm kind of used to having cows all around me, I guess, especially cows on pasture. And when I got the opportunity to join the animal welfare program at UBC, because that's where I did my PhD, I was really interested to explore this topic more, especially because I noticed that in Canada, there is way less cows that are outside, especially on pasture. And because it's such a normal thing in the Netherlands, I started questioning the weather and all of that makes sense, but there must be other reasons too as to why these cows are not on pasture and how is that for the cows? I started thinking, what does the public think about that? And what do the farmers think? Why do they provide outdoor access and why don't they? So that's kind of how it came to be. And so I did my PhD on that topic, and then when I moved to Calgary, I continued on the same topic. It included some more qualitative research on that as well.
WiseNetics turns podcast airtime into brand authority. We don't sell ads, we elevate voices. If you're ready to boost your authority in the industry, access WiseNetics.com and speak with a brand authority specialist. Let's transform expertise into influence, starting now.
Oh, that's good. And you point out a lot of different things. I'll start for I think it was the most basic and the simplest one, right? Like, so what do cows like better, outdoors or indoors?
I wish it was simple. when we talk specifically about pasture, because I think we have to be careful that we don't put everything in one heap, because we have noticed that cows do have different preferences for different types of outdoor areas. So when we're looking at pasture, there have been some studies in Europe, but also in Canada, there were some studies done to understand how freestyle house dairy cows prefer pasture or not. So generally, preference testing, the idea is simple. You open the gates. I mean, there is some experimental design behind this, but you know, to keep it simple, you open the gates and you see for a few days where do these cows want to be, in the freestyle barn or in pasture. So overall, what we've seen is that when you conduct studies like that, cows spend between 8 to 72% overall, the different studies. So these are averages between studies, 8 to 72% of the available time outside on pasture. And especially when you look at day and night, the preference to be outside on pasture is especially high during the night. There are various factors influencing the preference, such as the weather. So with more rainfall, so rainfall overall drives the cows inside. We have temperature humidity index. If that goes up, then the cows have less interest in spending time outside. So, and also cow specific factors. So for example, higher milk production has been related to less time spending outside on pasture.
So it's interesting, like, and I'll bring like some of like very background of mine, but coming from Brazil and a lot of extensive cattle there. You mentioned like on the rain, the cows prefer to be indoors. And also mentioned the pastures. Like, do the pastures, like in these studies, like do they have like tree coverage so the cows could shelter under? Because that's what I'm, again, bringing to my perspective, my experience, the cows usually, they don't have indoors to go, right? So they all hurdle underneath a tree to protect from the rain.
Exactly. You know, that's an excellent question. Overall, these studies did not have any shelter outside. So for sure, a part of what these animals may have used the barn for is for shelter. Because another thing that they don't seem to like as much, again, with the temperature humidity index, but also the solar radiation may play a role. Contrary to what a lot of people think, you know, cows like the sunshine, not so much. So that's why, especially, you know, when you look at the preference to be outside on pasture is especially strong during the night. And that may tie into this, yeah, the shelter question that you were just asking.
Okay. And then the shelter, let's say like the indoors, like what are the things that the indoor, the environment indoors that like attract or like pushes cows away when they have the option autism?
Yeah, overall, what we have to mention as well with those preference studies, most of these studies did provide the cows with their total mixed ration indoors. So given that cows spend about like 4 to 5 hours feeding on that, you know, you could say, well, that's not really fair. I mean, they do have outside, like obviously they do outside when they can go to pasture, they do have the grass outside there. But overall, these studies have been done with very high producing milking cows. And then we do notice that they still, in that sense, prefer to eat much of their feed indoors on TMR, but kind of supplemented. But it's, I think overall, it's kind of negligible how much they graze. Interesting, one of the studies that has been done on this topic also measured the how fast the cows ate and the sort of feeding rate. And then you can see that if they have a choice to go outside, they do actually increase how fast they eat their TMR.
To go outside.
And they decrease, yeah, and they
just
decrease
like kids.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, you know, like it's like you can you need to eat your food first and then you go outside. So the TMR intake decreases by a little bit, but overall when you look, because that then ties into, okay, well, what about my milk production, right? When you see that the cows, for example, can only go outside during the night and have to be indoors during the day, then there are no differences between those cows' milk production versus cows that have been inside day and night. So there is this motivation of these animals to go outside, because we've also seen in a study that made them work to get access to pasture. When you compare how hard cows wanted to work to get access to pasture, just pasture, no TMR outside there, versus how hard they worked after milking, and after 2 hours, I think, of feed deprivation, they had to work to get access to their fresh TMR. And probably everyone that knows cows, they are very motivated to go to their TMR, especially after milking. And on top of that, 2 hours of feed deprivation. So they were super motivated. So the idea there was like, that's kind of the golden standard. How do these, and how does that compare to, to the motivation, to how hard you want to work to get access to pasture? And there was no difference between those. So you could say, okay, well, that was very interesting, because in that study, what they indicated is cows want to work as hard to go outside to pasture, even though they still had their TMR and all their water and all of that inside. But they worked as hard as for their TMR after a few hours of feed deprivation. So from that study, we can can tell us something about how important that is for these animals.
No, that's super interesting. It's nice like to hear some of those research, because we all have this anecdotal data or ignore like what we think it is happening, but like we truly don't have data. So it's nice to have someone like you working on this and being passionate about it. So I also I think in your first answer, you also talk about like what are the public and what are the farmers' perspective, which I assume they're not the same. So what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, they are not the same, but also sometimes the same. So overall, the public It's overall, I would say, straightforward. We have seen some studies from Europe, but also Brazil, US, Canada. And overall, it comes out quite strongly that people like to see cows outdoors. Interestingly, that not everyone always specify pasture. They like to see cows on pasture, eating grass. It's just generally, most of the time it's outdoors. People emphasize and people explain, okay, well, we like to see the cows outdoors because then they may have more space, or they are exposed to more natural elements, that they like the sun, which we know now from the cow studies, they don't like that so much. So, the people overall, like the public likes it because it's overall providing the cows with a more natural environment, which we know from the public's perspectives, they like to see cows or whatever type of animals more in a natural environment, especially when we're talking about food producing animals. And farmers, it's really interesting. I think most of the farmers that we interviewed, because we did focus groups and then we also followed those focus groups with a Canadian-wide survey. I think overall, a lot of people, a lot of farmers like the idea of having cows outside, but most say, well, we are not living in an ideal world, so there are so many reasons as to why it is not working on my farm. And overall, we found five different themes that influenced farmers' decisions to provide outdoor access or not, and they revolved around animal welfare. So some farmers said, well, it's much better for my cows to be indoors. And other farmers said, no, to me, they like it much better. The lameness is lower, etc. So animal welfare revolved around animal welfare. About logistics, some farmers said, well, my farm is amazingly set up for pasture access, super easy. So it works for me on my farm. And others said, yeah, no, I just, for example, build a new barn, not with pasture access in mind. And there's no way I can do that now. Management is really interesting. Some people said it's much easier to feed these animals inside and to manage them inside. We can control everything much more. And it's easier access for them, for us to sick cows or whatever. And other people said, no, it's, you know, you want to spend so much time in your truck, like in your tractor feeding these animals. I enjoy, you know, changing my cow's pasture several times a day. So it was very interesting to see. Ease of management is important for anyone, but what that means is different. And then the weather, the climate conditions. Also, it was also interesting. Some people said, well, I'm in a great area for this. It's very conducive for pasture access. And some that sometimes lived 5 kilometers away said, no, this would never work here. And the last one, sorry, now I just have to see what I wrote down here, but this is studies a few years ago. Economics. Overall, farmers said, well, you know, I'm afraid to lose milk production, so it overall would not be very conducive for my farm in terms of my profitability. But others said, especially organic farmers said, well, we get a premium, so it is actually very interesting for us to produce organic milk. And for that, the requirement is that cows are at least part of the time on pasture.
Yeah, so that's definitely like the people side of it and the cow side of things in this topic. I wish we had more time. Like, this is a very nice topic, and like the conversation was flowing very well, but we are up against the time limit that we have here. Thank you again for coming and sharing your knowledge with us. I'm sure we're gonna bring you back another time to continue this discussion.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
This is the end of today's episode of Dairy Health Black Belt Podcast. If you like it, please subscribe so we can see what are the other projects, the other podcasts we're going to have. We'll have a lot more coming up. So give us a like and subscribe to the channel, and I'll see you guys later. Thank you.